calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie Juliet. Your... Hold for one. This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie Juliet, your net control station for the evening. My name is Connie, and my QTH is Sedalia. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during the net any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of the net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website which is wa0sdo.org and Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Concerning club announcements for the evening, I have one here to start us off with. It is concerning Renda, KB0UVW. It is a report on her physical condition after breaking her arm. She says that the swelling has gone down and she has less pain during the day, but during the evening it gets a little bit worse. She says she's going back for a checkup on Wednesday and found that she was very fortunate where the break happened to have, because it was 1/2 inch below her shoulder ball joint. And if it had broken on the joint, she would really be in big trouble. Could have been a lot worse. But she says that she needs to behave herself. That's what her doctor says, but, well, we know how that's going to go, don't we? Renda, don't we? She does want to thank everyone for meals that have been prepared and delivered to her home, and really did appreciate that. She says she's not sure that she's going to make the meeting on Saturday, but will certainly try to. She wants to thank all who have been there for her during this past week, and I would like to shoot her telephone number out there for you one more time in case you would like to contact Brenda and perhaps take over a snack or a meal. Her telephone number is 660-287-0331. That's 660-287-0331. So that being said, I would like to ask, are there any other club announcements for the net?
K0TV.
Recognizing K0TV. Yes, Harry.
Good evening. I just wanted to mention that the Missouri CUSO party is going to be Saturday, and it doesn't run 24 hours. It runs from 9 a.m. local time to 11 p.m. Saturday, and it runs 9 a.m. Sunday to 3 p.m. Sunday, and we're going to be working that from the meeting site. So I'm sure there's going to be some more announcements regarding the meeting here later in the net, but also let you know the minutes have been posted to the website, so you can read those too. But we have a meeting coming up, and like I said, Connie, I'm sure there's going to be some more information about what our meeting's going to be coming up. Turn it back, K0TV.
K0TV, thanks so much, Harry. Yes, thanks for that information, because all of us are interested in that. It's going to be a great day Saturday. Are there any other club announcements at this time?
W0VK.
W0VK. Brett, good evening. What do you have for us?
Good evening, Connie and the group. Just you're doing an awesome job there, and I want to acknowledge that. Also want to acknowledge that, reconfirm that we do have a meeting this Saturday. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. Hope everybody, all listening folks, can come to the meeting. We've got some good stuff there. We've got a workshop. Wait a second. I think we canceled that workshop for this month. But we have a testing session, and I would like, I hope Darren is listening, I would like a report on how the class went yesterday. But I'm back in town, and just looking forward to talking to everybody. And also have a lot of folks that have submitted their contacts for a certificate, and have a lot of folks that have not completed that. So if you would like a certificate, I'd certainly like to hand one out to every club member. So if you haven't gotten them, let's try and hustle those up this week. It's a lot of fun. So look forward to talking to you this week and finishing that up. And that's all I got for this. I'll recheck back in the normal time. This is W0VK.
W0VK. Well, you betcha, Brett. Well, we are glad to have you back here in the hood as well. Missed you. Missed you a lot. So I would ask one more time, is there any other club announcements? All right. Hearing none, this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first, alphabetically, then phonetically, your name, and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operators who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communication through the net control. First, I'll be taking check-ins for ins and outs, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Please speak slowly and distinctly, and I'll be taking your calls three at a time. Stations, call now.
KE0UHO, Kilo Echo Zero, Union Hotel Oscar, Mike and Dresner, and just checking in as short timer.
This is? KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
This is KD0CNC, Kilo Delta 0 Charlie, November Charlie, in and out.
WA0SDO, repeater.
All right, thank you. I have KD0CNC, KF0HYP, KE0VHO, UHO. We have you all in and out or short timers, and I thank you for checking in. Have a good evening there. So calling once more for short timers, mobiles.
This is NZ10N, November Zulu 1 Oscar.
All right, I had three calls in there. I had ION, not a good connection there, little QRN, got you, Richard. Richard, you also had a little QRN on that contact. If I missed someone, please call now.
This is Kilo Delta Zero, Juliet, November, November, KD0JNN, Chris, currently at work just outside Sedalia.
Hi, do I have other portables, mobiles, or short timers? At this time, call now.
This is KF0I8X, Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero,
India, Hotel X-Ray, Lori in downtown Colcamp, and you're doing a wonderful job.
TC Zero, TKS, Kilo Charlie Zero, Tango Kilo Sierra, Chris and Sedalia, in and out.
All right, we'll take a stop on that. Looks like I have Chris in Sedalia, Lori in Colcamp, Chris, that would be KD0JNN, and I have Richard, and all in and out. And I thank you for checking in this evening. So I'm taking another call here for portables, mobiles, and in and out. Call now.
KF0IHY, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, India Hotel, Yankee. My QTH is downtown Colcamp. This is Leo.
W1OTW, Whiskey 1, Oscar Tango Whiskey, David, Northern Johnson County, in and out.
Kilo Bravo Zero Delta Fox Charlie, in and out, near Odessa.
All right, we'll take a stop there. I just had a call there in from Odessa, did not get the whole call. Let's see what I had. I had, I thought, KB0DF question. I have W10TW, David, KF0THY, Leo. Leo there in Colcamp. Do I have other contacts this evening for mobile, short timers, or ins and outs? All right, hearing none, I'm going to now take regular check-ins. Stations, please call now.
AF0ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Alpha Romeo Quebec, Don Sedalia.
K0TV, Kilo 0 Tango Victor, Harry Sedalia.
WA 0, WUY, William Abel 0, William United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman.
All right, I have the Gleesome threesome in there. I've got Steve, WA 0, WUY, Harry, K0TV, and Don, KF0ARQ. Going to turn it to you, Don. Good evening.
Don't have a whole lot. I ordered me a new radio. It's a an FG-200, the Yaesu FG-200, so I will be able to do fusion off of a more powerful radio. And being that is the case, I will have a Kenwood T. Let me see here. I can't see what it is. 281A that I will be wanting to unload. So if anybody's in the market for a single band 2 meter radio, I will be have one to go real cheap. So that's about it.
Okay, Don, so we have a Kenwood T281A you want to sell. Let's keep that in mind. I know you're enjoying that new radio because you're making some great fusion contacts on it. I'm jealous every time I hear them. You're having a great time with that. So we're going to turn it over to Harry, K0TV. Harry, your comments?
Good evening again, Connie, and Annette. Yeah, one more thing about the QSO party. I quickly read the rules, and it looks like if you want to run a home station and not be at the club event, that's going to be possible, and you can turn your individual points in and then mention the club when you do the submission. If you get three stations doing that, then I don't know if we get extra points or what it is on that, but don't think you you don't need to participate in the, or you don't have to participate in the CUSO party if you're not going to be at the club event. You can do it from your home station and still do some good. And just make a comment to Don there. I don't know if I ought to do this or not, but Don, you know, you can charge those batteries. You don't need to buy a new radio all the time. No, I'm just kidding with you, Don. Connie, I tried to bake some bread earlier in the week, and boy, I just had a hard time with it. I know you're a baker, and boy, I just couldn't get that stuff to rise. It was real flat, and just wouldn't proof and rise, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I looked at the date code on it, and it said 826. That's what I read in the store, and I thought, well, I got several months for that, but ends up it was 8/26/21, so I was a year and a half past the expiration date on the bread. So hopefully I've got some fresh bread here. I read it a little bit closer, and I'm looking forward to having some nice fresh bread smell in the house here sometime this week. And while I was at the store, I also bought a knife sharpener, and I thought that was kind of interesting because I had some kitchen knives that needed some sharpening, and I was going to try a different route to do it, but the plastic on the package was, I just couldn't get it open, and it's almost like you require a sharp knife to open the package, and I was just contemplating the irony of that, not being able to get to a knife sharpener if you can't open the package. But just a couple of things happened to me this week, Connie, and I'm going to turn it back. Talk to you later, K0TV.
The contest Saturday. That's good news because I wasn't aware of that, and I'm sure there were others unaware as well, so I thank you for that information. All right, we're going down to Steve here, WA0WUY. Your comments, Steve.
Good evening, Connie. You may want to back up a half a step there because you and Harry Devil for about half of that.
WA0SDO repeater.
I'm sorry, Harry. Can you come back, please?
Oh, I was just adding some more comments. I'll let it go. I'll turn it back to you, Connie, K0TV.
All righty, K0TV. So WA0WUY, Steve, your comments this evening?
Okay, Connie. I'd like to ask Harry a question, if it's all right.
Sure. Harry, go ahead. K0TV, WA0WUY.
Harry, do you know if the hospital has an eye gate?
No, they don't. It's an APRS station, and we had a local eye gate at one time that was porting all the stuff over to the internet, but it's been off the air for a while. So, and our nearest neighbor for an eye gate's pretty distant. So, even when the APRS station's on the air, it rarely paints on the internet. So. That's one thing we were looking at once we get the station back on the air.
Well, to my count right now, we've got 8 C4FM transceivers in the club, so might be worthwhile to try to get one running. I thought about doing one out here, but I'd have to put in a whole other antenna system, I think. Okay, that's it. I'll go back to you, Connie. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. So let's see. We are at the end of the list here, so we're going to make another call for regular check-ins. Call WA0QCJ.
This is
KB9TQJ, Kilo Bravo 9 Tango Quebec Juliet, Duane in the beautiful suburbs across Timbers.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Kilo Romeo Victor, Jason in Coal Camp.
N7BFM, November 7 Bravo Fox Mike, Brian Sedalia.
Okay, I have three good ones there. I have Brian in Sedalia, N7BFM. I have Jason. I have Dwayne, KB9TQJ. Dwayne, you're at the top of the list, so what are your comments for the evening, sir?
not much going on here. Temperature dropped. Well, I did some fishing today. Well, went this afternoon for a couple hours. Been piddling around with some radios. Not much going on. Looking forward to next weekend. Hope everybody's got everything together. If not, we can all work it out. But it's going to be a joyous time, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you. And I'll say thanks to everybody in advance. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Miss Connie. WA0CQJ, you know your call. KB9TQJ, how's that?
All right. Well, that's just handy dandy, Dwayne. I'll tell you what, you know that I have your call tattooed on my right arm here. So I never forget. KB9TQJ, I know that one. Good talking to you. Glad you had some fishing time in, and that's always a good pastime. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday. So, Jason, good to have you in here, so come on back. What are your comments for the evening?
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Kilo Romeo Victor. Not really anything. I was hoping to maybe get to the Spark meeting for April, but it's not going to work out, unfortunately. Other than that, I'm pretty tired right now. I've had a pretty long weekend. I was pretty busy, but other than that, not much else going on. KF0, KRV, back to net control.
All right, Jason. Well, hey, man, I'll tell you what. You know, too much work. Mm-mm. Makes Jack a dull boy. Or Jason, too, for that matter. So, hey, we're going to miss you at the meeting. Working hard, I know. But we'll expect to see maybe at the next one. So, good to have you in here. And I will go down to Brian in 7BFM. What are your comments for the evening, Brian?
Well, good evening, everyone. And Connie, thank you for taking the net. You're doing a great job tonight. Yeah, I was just going to piggyback off something Steve said earlier that I've noticed. I helped him set up his new little FTM-300 ASU Fusion radio, and Don's got his coming in here in a couple days, so I think at my best count, that makes about 7 or 8 of us that got some pretty decent high-powered Fusion radios, so I was going to toss it to the group on Saturday at the meeting, see if anybody would be interested in doing joining us in a weekly C4FM Fusion Simplex net, so... Think about we'll talk about that on Saturday at the meeting. And then as far as his comment about the APRS iGate, I'm going to break right here for a second. That's another thing I was going to bring up at the club because I think I've devised a way to do an iGate that maybe we can talk about getting the club to fund for under $1,000 involving a specific radio called a Pico APRS. Anyways, I'll bring some details about my evil plan on Saturday at the meeting as far as the APRS goes, because it'd be nice to get an iGate set up here in Sedalia because we're kind of in a black hole of APRS action. Hear lots of beacons but can't do much with them except the local ones. So, anyways, other than that, I've had a great week. Up until about a half hour ago, I just learned that my uncle just passed away, so I'm sure I'll be heading out to a funeral here. Day or two, but it was expected. It wasn't a big surprise, so still sad nonetheless. But and my son won his great big basketball tournament this weekend, so they just won the championship game over Columbia yesterday, so that's pretty exciting, pretty proud of him. But other than that, that's all I got, so I'll turn it back over to Net. I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday, and I'll be bringing my smile.
Brian, thank you. We will be looking forward to you and your smile. And all of that good information you're going to be bringing about the Fusion Simplex Net, I think there will probably be a lot of interest in that, as well as the other topics you wanted to discuss. And, hey, man, I'm sorry to hear about your uncle. That is a sad thing, especially you just heard it. Our condolences always. But I do congratulate your son on his basketball tournament. Very good. Those are always fun to attend, and appreciate those kids of ours. So at this time, I'll open regular calls. Once again, regular check-ins call WA0QCJ now.
This is KY0P, Kilo Yankee, Zero Papa, Dennis.
This is KD0ETL, Paul in Hughesville.
Here is KE0WJX, Kilo, Echo, Zero, Whiskey, Juliet, X-Ray, Joel in Warrensburg.
All right, I caught three good ones in there. I've got Joel, KE0WJX, Paul, KD0ETL, and Dennis, KY0P. Dennis, you're at the top of the list, so why don't you take it? What are your comments for the evening?
Well, good evening, Connie, and everybody else on the net. Sounds like we got a good group here this evening. And I will work on my list of contacts there and get that to Brett. If you're still listening, I'll get it to you. I'll do that probably right after the net here. So I hope everybody had a good weekend. Watched a little bit of the race, well, most of the race today, and Tyler Reddick won it, and he was pretty excited. So, anyway, I did have a question.
WA0SDO, repeater.
And, Paul, I bet you can answer it. I was just curious as to whether or not all the students that were in, I think there were nine in the tech class, if they all made it yesterday. And if so, hopefully they're all looking forward to taking the test this Saturday. So looking forward to the meeting. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Connie. 73, everybody. This is KY0P, and I'll be listening.
All right, Dennis. Always great to hear from you, my friend. And your race commentaries. We count on those every week. So good to hear that. Yes, I'm interested in knowing how that classes have gone these past two. I didn't know there were nine. My goodness, that's wonderful. I do believe that Darren is going to give me some information about that to put in the newsletter, which will be coming out shortly. And by the way, just a note too, our prez, okay, don't you know, I need a little information from you for the newsletter there, Brett. Just hint, hint. So that being said, hey, we're going on down the list here. So, Paul, KD0ETL, what's happening in your life this evening?
BA0QCJ, KD0ETL in the net. Good evening, Connie. Good running of the net tonight. I do have one question before I get into my personal stuff, and that is, who came in after Leo and David on your list?
Are you asking me who came in between Leo and David? I did not have a person between Leo and David.
Okay, well then perhaps it was before Leo or after David. Perhaps is where it was at.
Right. Before Leo, I had Chris. After David, I had KB0DF, I believe, from Odessa.
What was the call again? KB, Kilo Bravo, Zero, what was the rest?
Delta, let's see, Delta Foxtrot, I believe. That's as close as I could hear.
All right, I had a, was it a Brady?
I don't believe he gave the name.
Okay, well, that's somewhere in there I messed up and didn't get it written down right, and between you two, you didn't list it again, so I kind of left it out. So I will just leave it out at this time. KD0ETL, I'm not back. It's my turn. Good evening, everyone. Brian, sorry to hear about your uncle, and trying to keep everything in order here. Dennis, there originally was nine. There was one that didn't show. They had a death or injury or something in the family, too. They weren't there, but everybody was enthused. And I don't want to take Dennis or Darren's thunder in case he jumps in there, but hold on. I'll be back, and I'll check back in, KD0ETL.
Right, Paul. We are going to go on to Joel, and we'll get right back with you. So, Joel, KE0WJX, your comments for the evening.
Good evening, Connie, and everybody else on the net. Hey, you're doing a great job tonight, Connie. It's always good to hear you on here. Kind of had a busy weekend here. Yesterday, I fiddled around with moving the control head for my unit in my truck up onto the dash where I can see it. You may remember I bought a new truck a couple of weeks ago and then put the radio in it, but I wasn't sure where I wanted to put the control head, so I kind of took it slow. And I wanted to do it once instead of 14 times. So I got that all done, really like the way it's all set up. And today we had a birthday party for a three-year-old granddaughter. So her birthday's actually tomorrow, but we celebrated it today. And got to see my son and daughter-in-law and two granddaughters from Springfield, and then the other two live here. So pretty eventful weekend. Very excited about next weekend and the QSO party. That's always fun, and I wouldn't want to do it with any other group of people. So I will see you all next Saturday. With that, I'll say 73. Everybody have a good week. KE0WJX, back to net.
Right there, Joel. Well, you know what? The reason you like to be with us at our parties is because you have excellent taste in friends and hams, and that would be us. And we're always glad you're with us. That is for sure. Well, hey, listen, sounds like you got that new truck all dressed up with that control panel in the settled in there. So, wonderful. So, you are operating well. And you got a birthday party? Boy, you just had the whole family there. Good times, my man, good times. So, listen, I tell you what, I'm going to give another call out for regulars, regular check-ins. Call WA0QCJ now.
KM7BEL, Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Echo Lima, Kelly in Windsor.
Whiskey Bravo 0, Victor Papa Sierra, WB0VPS, Kenny in Elkland.
Righty, I have two good ones in there, and I have Kenny, WB0VPS from Elkland over near Springfield, and I have Kelly, KM7BEL. So, Kelly, you're at the top of the list. What are your comments for this evening?
Thank you, Connie. This is KM7BEL. Also, there is KI7CMV, John. He's here, too. He's just outside with the dogs right now. Not much going on here. Just settling in. That's all. Back to you, Connie.
All right, Kelly. Well, hey, listen, I am sorry to hear that you have thrown John to the dogs. And, you know, but they're pretty nice dogs, I got to say that for sure. It's always good to talk to you, Kelly. Great to see you at the last meeting and our breakfast on Friday. My goodness, we are so glad to have you back in the hood, and you're going to be here to stay, and we really appreciate that. Well, now we're going to go to Kenny, WB4VPS. Now, folks, I want to tell you who Kenny is. He is a skater friend of mine, and he comes down to the rink here in Sedalia with his wife every Tuesday night to skate with us. Now, that is real dedication. He's also a ham. Was really glad to find out I had another ham out there on that hardwood. So we're going to give it to Kenny now. So glad you made it in here with us, Kenny. WP4VPS would be WA0QCJ. And Kenny, how was your day today? WB4VPS, WB4VPS. Kenny, you copy? Well, I think we have lost Kenny in there. Sure was hoping he would make it in on a contact tonight, but perhaps we can try him again just a little bit later. Now, at this time, I'm going to go back to Paul, KD0ETL. He had to step away for a moment, but Paul, are you back with us?
WA0SDO, repeater.
KD0ETL, back in the net. Yeah, excuse me for that. Everybody that was there at the testing Saturday, is planning on being, well, not everyone's going to be there on the 1st. I think they're going to try and do some testing. Darren and Brett will have to get together on possibly another testing date. Not all of them are going to be able to be there on Saturday. So that's something that we'll work towards, and I'm sure they'll work that out. I had an exciting weekend. My granddaughter is in the Team Scream competition that was out at Smith Cotton High School with all the robotics. It's a lot of fun to watch. Looking forward to going to Houston next month, so I may be gone for a little bit. With that, she is in the junior, Team Scream Junior, and the juniors beat the seniors, so twice now. So there's a little bit of competition there. Anyway, I don't have anything more for the net at the moment. KD0ETL, back to net.
All right, Paul. Well, hey, I agree with you about Team Scream. I have a couple of young friends who graduated from Smith Cotton last year that both went to college on robotic scholarships. So you tell that little lady to hang in there because it could pay off. That was a pretty good deal for those boys. They're going to college over in Fayette, both of them. So Team Scream is remarkable, and that whole robotics program is fantastic out there at the college. Really have a lot of respect for all of those folks. Well, I'm going to give another call out for Kenny, WB4NDS, VPS, WB4VPS. Kenny, do you have a copy? Okay, I'm going to put another call out here for regular check-ins. Call WA0QCJ now.
W0VK.
W0VK, WA0QCJ. And your comments there, Brad?
Honey, you've had an excellent net going here. Before I make any more contact or comments, do I have permission to try to contact that Odessa station? Because I didn't get his full call sign either, and I want to make sure and get that.
You have permission. Go right ahead.
That Odessa station, I got KB0. If you're still in there, we'd love to have your call sign for the login, and just to get your name and give you a big welcome. First time I've heard you in here, and would just like to exchange a contact here with you. The name here is Brett, Bravo Romeo Echo Tango, and my call sign is W0VK. Are you still in there?
Chris, I'm not sure if you were calling for me or what. Sorry, I was kind of listening to different radios since I'm at work, too.
Hey, Chris, I missed the suffix of your call sign. Can you repeat it one more time?
Absolutely. It's Kilo Delta Zero Juliet November November. I got actually run a little bit and had a run, but I'll come back on later. I'll check in later during the week.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I had you as the number 9 check-in here, KD0JNN. Good to hear you in for the first time as well, my friend, and glad to hear you in there. And look forward to talking to you again soon. There was another one from Odessa, though, a KB0. I thought, are you originally from Odessa there, Chris, KD0JNN?
No, I think there was another Chris from Odessa, and I didn't catch that call sign.
One more time, that Odessa station. Can you come back to us? Okay, Connie, I think he was a short timer or an in and out, and probably had to go. But just wanted to get him. But anyway, I've had a really good week. Carrie and I, we went down to Dominican Republic and spent a little time down there on the beach, and that winter in Iowa kind of took it out of me. So we had to get away for a little R&R, and it's hard to come back, but certainly glad to be back talking with all of you all. I was able to listen to the net, thanks to Chris, KC0TKS, keeping us current on Broadcastify, and so it was really a pleasure to be able to sit down there on the beach and listen to you guys. It was made me smile while I was having a cocktail. Anyway, glad to be back. Glad to see I've got some Purple Martins here. I saw one come in before I left. He kind of was around, but now I've got at least a pair that I've seen out there. So pretty excited about that. And I got a drag that I hauled behind the Kubota and drug the yard and kind of raked up some of them old leaves and fluffed it all up there so the grass can grow. Looks like there's been a lot of rain over the last week, so it was really neat to see a lot of really green grass here. So the other thing is, Brian, sorry to hear about your uncle there. Condolences out to you and the family. And looking forward to hearing what you got for the meeting. The other thing is super excited about the QSO party. That's one thing that when we decide to do something together, we do it right, and people show up and really make a nice event out of it. So really excited to see that and just be part of it. And anyway, looking forward to that and the meeting. That's about all I got. So I'll turn it back to you, Connie. Excellent job. Excellent net tonight. A lot of new call signs in there, and it's awesome. So back to you, W0VK.
Right, W0VK, WA0QCJ, you betcha. Well, hey, you know what, Brett? Want to tell you I'm really glad to hear about your Purple Martins coming back, because I know that you have a great affinity for them, and you look forward to them every year, and they look forward to being with you as well, I'm sure. Now, I tell you what, while you were gone, all you missed was cold, rainy weather for the most part. I'll tell you what, you had it good, son, but I want to tell you what, we do not want to hear about your suntan, because I know it's there, and we're going to notice, but you know what, don't flaunt it unless you really need to. That's okay. Hey, listen, I want to appreciate your comments about the QSO party. It is going to be grand, and we're all going to enjoy it very, very much. Well, I don't know how many more regular contacts we have in here, but I'm going to jump in here with mine for the evening. Just want you to know that I spent a very cold weekend in Mexico, Missouri with my Boy Scouts. I took them there camping for their merit badge university at the military academy, and we camped out in a very, very cold field house. I didn't know I could be cold for a solid 48 hours and not get warm, but it was the case. And glad the boys had a good time, glad we went. glad they got their badges, and it's just part of it. So that being said, it was a good weekend. But I must tell you that if you happen to hear from this QTH, wailing and gnashing of teeth, because spring break is over and I'm going back to school tomorrow. Sad as it may be, but that is the way it is. So you know what, I'm going to make another call out for regular check-ins. So regular check-ins, call now.
WA0SDO, repeater. Whiskey Bravo Zero, Victor Papa Sierra, one more try.
Bravo, Victor, Sierra, WB4VPS, Kenny, WA0QCJ. WB4VPS, Kenny, I want you to know I can hear you calling, but you can't come in. Sorry, my friend. Would you give one more call, please, to WA0QCJ? B0VPS, WA0QCJ. All right, do I have any other regular check-ins for this evening? Call now. All right, hearing none. This evening, the net called, the evening net lasted for, let's see. About 45 minutes, and it appears that we had approximately 26, 27 contacts and check-ins. So that being said, this would be WA0QCJ bidding you all a gracious 73, and that's the way it is on March 26th, 2023. The repeater will now return to normal amateur radio use.